Sample listening tasks for STANAG 6001 bi-level test for levels 2 and 3. Task 3C. You will hear 6 extracts from an interview about how people experience election stress. For questions 1 to 6, circle the best option, A, B, or C, according to the text. There is only one correct answer for each question. You will hear each extract only once. Before each extract, you will have 15 seconds to read the question. You will hear this sound at the start of the extract. Now we are ready to start. Extract 1.
Now, there's something different about the stress people have been feeling as a result of this election. It feels more than just your average everyday stress. Am I right about that?
Yes, this is definitely different than everyday stress. What I've heard is that Americans across the political spectrum are reporting huge levels of social mistrust. They feel like the country has changed. They don't know who these people are anymore. They don't feel safe or respected or valued in their own community. And this is not the kind of stress that you can relieve with a bubble bath or a glass of wine.
Extract 2.
Have there been studies done on the effects of this, what you're saying, this social mistrust?
Yes, yeah. One 2015 study actually asked adults in 87 different countries if they agreed with the statement that most people can be trusted. And they found that universally, social mistrust, it was linked to poor health and distress, whereas believing that people could be trusted was linked to well-being. And in fact, even some researchers who study genetics have found that social mistrust can change gene expression that alters the immune system. It can change your brain function in a way that increases your risk of everything we don't want, from depression to heart disease.
Extract 3.
Okay, let's get to the advice of how do I get rid of it?
Well, okay, so first of all, we're probably not going to get rid of the stress, and that's okay, because we know that stress is a signal that something that we care about is at stake. And some kinds of stress responses can lead to positive action. It can inspire us to change, to grow, to connect with others. We want that kind of stress. What's really toxic about this election stress is the despair and the social disconnection that social mistrust leads to. It leads to a particular kind of stress response called a threat response that makes us want to escape, like, say, move to Canada, or to be really destructive, to burn things down, to heap more suffering on top of suffering. And I found that one way to change this kind of threat response into a more productive stress response is to actually believe that whoever you feel threatened by, whoever you view as the threat, to believe that they can change and the situation can change.
Extract 4.
So you have to change the threat response into some other kind of other response that you can channel better?
Yeah, so we know that you can have a challenge response, which is a stress response that actually gives you energy and courage. It creates the biology of courage so that you can act. You can have a tend and befriend stress response that makes you feel actually more empathy for others and a desire to come together to do something positive. And those are stress responses. Not all stress is bad. But again, in order to get to that kind of stress response, we need to transform this profound social mistrust, the sense that sort of others are the enemy and there's nothing we can do about it.
Extract 5.
It's a hard pill to swallow for a lot of people, thinking that that they can change the way they believe. Is there evidence showing that that it will actually improve things if you change your beliefs?
This is a mindset that most people already have, and they just need to remind themselves of it. So, for example, one study at Stanford, they found that when you remind people that people can change, people in general can change, that they were then more likely to speak up against bias, against racism or sexism, and they were also more open to interacting with people who express that bias. They were more willing to collaborate, and they were less likely to want to avoid those people or to try to humiliate them. And again, this is a simple mindset reset. I mean, most of us, we want to believe that people can change, and this election is making us feel like maybe that's not true. And we need to double down on that positive hope so that we have the energy and the courage we need to move forward and stay engaged.
Extract 6.
How about spending more time with your family or people who feel like you are stressed out the same way? Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Yeah, I mean, one thing that really distinguishes this election stress from ordinary everyday stress is that it's bigger than self. And any tendency to, I think, retreat or to isolate yourself is going to make things worse. And so finding ways to be with communities that you care about, friends, family, other communities, it's really important. And it's really important to strengthen that sense that I'm not alone, and also that sense that I have something to offer. Knowing what you have to offer your friends and family, that also is a powerful antidote.
This is the end of task 3C. You now have 10 seconds to check your answers.